Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned.
Greetings, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you, our listening audience, for joining us today. We're going to have a beautiful show as usual. Today's subject will be the life of the material world is a dead end. The life of a material world is a dead end. That is something for us to reflect on and really think about. This life and the things we call our possessions are only temporary. Time itself will run out. We can't reverse time. Once time is gone, it is gone forever. So we as a people must understand that we have to prepare for the life after our end, our existence on this earth, and also for the end of this world. We must take our focus off the sport and play of this world and become serious about our spiritual being and the final goal of our existence. Again, I want to thank you for listening to us today on The Reality of the Creator. And we will ask you to please, if there are any friends, your relatives, whoever you might know, invite them to join us if you're enjoying the show. Now I will give to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. That means peace be unto you. For those who do not know the Arabic Greek, we greet, excuse me, as Muslims. I do want to open with prayer, because every day that we are blessed to wake up is through prayer. We may not know it, but there are angels praying for us. Even if there's no human beings praying for us, Almighty Allah, our Creator, have angels that pray for us. And when we are going through sorrow, and they weep for us, they cry for us. We have angels that help us when we're going through adversity. So we have much help from Almighty God, Allah, and we need to give Him thanks for all the help and favors that He show us, and quit being so ungrateful. So this prayer is a prayer to teach us this attitude that we need if we want to survive the evil that's overtaking this world, annihilating this world of human beings, almost uncompletely took over all human beings. This prayer is to save us from the destruction of this evil world. I'm going to say it in Arabic, and then I'll translate it in English, if you'll bear patiently with me. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. We said with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all systems of knowledge. Allah is the only one we seek for aid and ask for help. There is none in the heavens or on earth like Allah. We ask Allah to guide us on the straight path, the path that leads to Allah, the path of those on whom He have bestowed His favor and grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Ameen. excuse me, I have a little tickle in my throat this morning. But anyway, people, our beloved audience, the topic we're talking about, that this life is a dead end. I had a friend of mine in Durham, North Carolina. I'm in Washington, D.C. We were talking, and he said that I know that you can speak on that. You can give some good input on this world being a dead end. And, you know, they have rules when you're traveling, and when they say dead end, think about it. What do you do? Do you keep trying to go down a dead end? Or when you reach a dead end, what do? When you reach a dead end, you turn around. You turn around and start going back, because the dead end, that's as far as you can go. So in life, we have what's called crossroads or dead ends in life, where we can't go no further in the material world. Everything in the material world has an end. And when we reach those ends, if you stay there, you will die. And we're not talking about a physical death. We're talking about a spiritual death. You know, as the co-host said, you know, most people today, even most Muslims, Christians, Jews, religious people, they have confused the material world and the things of the material world and their material life. They have confused these things as being a part of the spiritual world, unseen, unending spiritual world of Allah. And in doing so, what you do is automatically cut yourself off from the spiritual world. Because Allah says in the Holy Quran, his final revelation, that the material things of this world and the spiritual good that come from heaven, there's no comparison. You say the spiritual things have value, and the material things in the material world have no value at all. So in my short talk here, I just want to say that we see many things happening in the world today. We see many people getting murdered, killed. We see many people dying faster and faster. We see catastrophes like tsunamis, our cities getting flooded out, like in the old days. And Almighty Allah don't change. He say, travel through the earth and learn what happened to those before you who disregarded me in their life, who forgot that I'm their creator, who forgot that I'm their sustainer. Travel through the earth and see what was their end. See, history is a teacher. It rewards our research, and history repeats itself. So we can learn how to overcome our problems today if we study history with a sincere intent to change the world for the better. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Coming on strong with a message for us all, and a message that's very important because it is our life. We have to realize that this world is not our life. It and everything in it is temporary, and it's only an illusion. And an illusion, what is an illusion? It's something that you see now, and it looks like it's going to last forever, but the next minute, it's gone away from. And that's what this life and everything in it, including us people, are all about. We're here only to prepare for that journey back home, back to our real life, the real world with our Creator. And I see here that we have a beautiful guest who has joined us today, and we're going to bring the guests on and see if there might be any comments our guests would like to make. Thank you for joining us this morning. As-salamu alaykum. I believe this is Sister Hasiba. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I did. Wa alaykum as-salam.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine, and how are you this morning? We're glad to have you join us. Would you have any comments or questions that you would like?
Well, yes. First, I thought that the introduction was very, very well done and very informative. And it is very true that many times we forget that the material world is temporary as we continue daily doing our pursuits. But one thing that was that really came to mind was that when we're in the material world, we have so much value that we place on material things, and we kind of make that the God, the Allah, the place that we're seeking. But many times we'll find that material, not only meaning the actual matter, or that chair, that car, that beautiful house, but those other things that can pull you away from the spiritual world. The Imam said that we have to remember that that dead end, when you see the sign and we're driving down the road, he said he had a friend from North Carolina, and he was driving down the road, and he said there's a sign that said dead end. But if you continue on that road, he said, what's going to happen is you're going to have to turn around because it's a dead end. And in life, many times we forget. We'll see something that we want, and we'll forget. We will forget that there is a dead end, and we'll continue down that road, and that's perilous. So in thinking, what we all have to try to remember to do is pray. Keep your mind on God, on Allah. Remember to turn around when you see you're going somewhere and it's the wrong direction. And to remember to remind your friends and your family to turn around when they're heading in the wrong direction. Because, as he said, if you're heading in the wrong direction, all you can do is turn around. And when you turn around, the important thing to remember is don't turn around and go back in that same direction. Turn around. Seek something higher. Seek to do something that's going to be beneficial. Seek something that's going to help you turn in the right direction. And that direction doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to always be heading perfectly in the right direction, but it means that you're not going to continue in the wrong direction. You're going to try to change something. And when you make that change, the hope is that the change will do something that will improve not only materially, but spiritually, intellectually. And those are the things that will be of benefit to you. So if you do not try to make changes that will improve you economically, spiritually, intellectually, and materially, then you will be in bad shape. So what do we do? We make a plan. And when we make a plan, that plan should include three things. One, the first plan, part of the plan, is to seek spiritual knowledge. Believe in Almighty. Believe in God. Believe in your Jesus. Because whatever, wherever you're heading, the leader is going to be Allah. You cannot go anywhere, any place, and think you're going to be successful without that spirituality in your life. Number two, the intellectual. Whatever you seek intellectually, that also must be something that's going to be of value, that's going to enrich you, that's going to help you make better decisions, wiser decisions. It's something that's going to help you stop drinking, stop smoking, stop having immoral relationships. It's going to help you stop doing those things that will bring you down. Three, the physical things. The physical things that you do in life, they can bring you good fortune, happiness. They can bring you the kinds of things that are going to make you so enriched. But if those physical things that you are seeking are not things that are going to bring value to you, to your family, to your heart, to anything that's going on in your life, those physical things that are not enriching will bring you down. You cannot hang on to physical things and think that they're going to help you head in the right direction down that road, because those physical things must be very, very, very important to you, because we're in a physical world basically today, because people forget about all the wonderful physical things that can be enriching, that can bring you back around and keep you from heading into that dead-end street. So, physical, spiritual, mental, physical, history, tie those together, a lot of stuff. And if you notice, there's always a triangle that holds things together. You can look at a bridge. You can look at anything that has power and structure that can hold you together. You can find that triangle in there. But you know what? If you just try to stand on just the tip of the triangle, sometimes that can cause a problem. So the triangle has a flat surface. That surface is something that you can stand on, and it's called a foundation. Last week, the imam said that we have to try to remember. He said it's very important to remember. You must have a strong foundation. And that foundation is not just for your house or the building. It's for your life. And if you don't stand on that foundation and remain firm, you can fall off. You can head into the dead end street. And he said, also, what happens at the end? You're either going to perish, die, or you're going to turn around in the right direction. So those are the kinds of ideas that must flourish in our mind, that must be nourished in our heart, that must take place in our lives. So basically, those are the concepts that I would like to bring out that reflect the statement that was made by you and Brother Imam Shahid about being sure that we can stay focused and remember that the material world can bring us down if we do not have the proper foundation to support us and help us turn around. We were heading into that dead-end street. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, our beautiful sister. You have just given us a wonderful kufah for today. And we certainly appreciate your joining us. We have now Imam Shahid Jabal. So we want to remind first our radio listening audience that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Jabal's The Reality of the Creator. And it's brought to you every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. through Blog Talk Radio. So please join us. Thanks for joining us this time. Invite others to join us. And now we will turn the show back over, talk show back over to our host, Imam Shahid Jabal.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much, Sister Hasibu, for such a beautiful, thought-provoking, conscious pricking of the people, because the people, most of the people are mentally and spiritually asleep. You know, when a person is asleep, you got to shake them in order to wake them up. And today the people need shaking. They need shaking with understanding that the world that they're in is not the end of all things. That I see people, and I've never seen this, even from a child I've seen this, and I'll be brief. They just worship vehicles such as Mercedes, Lexus, and Holmes, and I, that's all I heard them talk about. And today, and now they talk about degrees they get in school and their worldly accolades. And all of these things only have value if you use them as a means to an end. Everything has a beginning, and everything has an end that's created. The only one that doesn't have a beginning or end is Allah, the Creator. Allah has no beginning, and he has no end. And I was teaching someone yesterday at my work where I do dawah on George Avenue, that she was a Christian lady, and I said that it says in the beginning in the Bible, in the Revelation, Genesis, in the beginning. Yes, says that in the beginning there was darkness upon the face of the deep, meaning that the whole world was completely dark. There was nothing in it. There was nothing. It was just darkness. And said, then it came about, the word of Allah came about, and the word of Allah was Allah. And Allah said, let there be light. And he separated the night from the day. And he called the day, the light, day, and he called in darkness, night. So taking this on a spiritual plane, people, we must see beyond what we see. The human being don't see with the material eyes. The human being see with their spiritual vision or inner vision. Because what we see is just a reminder of the one that created everything. But the reality of what we see is the one that created it. He, Allah, is the only reality. So I don't want to be long. I still want to give others an opportunity to talk. I love the sister's comments. They were so beautiful. If she wanted to talk again, I'm going to give her an opportunity before the show ends. It ends rather quickly right now. So I want to ask Sister Siba if we don't have another guest. Excuse me?
Yes.
Okay, I would like to bring on another guest at this time, because I want them to have an opportunity for them, but a minute. We want to hear what you have to say to help us to try to wake up the hearts and souls of people today so we can change this world back to a world that we can live in peace and justice. Peace.
Thank you. Thank,
oh, thank
you, Imam Shahid Shabbat. And I do see that we have other guests who appear to want to express themselves and say something, so I'm going to invite them to come on now. We have 202-889-5462. Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Sister Nafisa, calling from Washington, D.C.
Assalamu alaikum, another beautiful sister. We're always glad to have this sister join us, and she has been very, very constant in supporting us. So if there's anything, I can see you haven't been on that long, but from what you've heard about teaching so far, the message today, is there any comments that you would like to make?
Well, at this particular time, since I didn't really hear everything, I would just like to give my salams and everything to everyone and to know that this show is a very good show and is very educational. So, you know, basically that's all I have to say.
Thank you, thank you. And that's our beautiful sister Nafisa Jones today. Oh, I just love her. She's such a precious sister, and she is very supportive of us. Also, we do have another sister who hasn't been on too long either, but we'll give her a chance and see if she has. I believe it's a sister, the number that's 202. It could be a brother. I don't know this number here. It's from the D.C. area. It's 202-604-4045. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Assalamu alaikum, my Isla. That is. Assalamu alaikum.
This is my nephew Thaddeus calling in. How are you, Thaddeus? Good to have you again with us today.
Thank you. So I just tuned in not too long ago, but I caught a little bit of what Uncle Shahid said. He's correct in a lot of ways, you know. But here's the thing. When you're around someone that has that good spirit in them, you feel it. Right? So we can see things that are unseen. And we were around someone that is a very bad spirit. I'm not going to say dark, because that is what we were trained to say. Dark is bad, white is good. And that is absolutely false, because God created darkness. Then he said, let there be light. Black is beautiful. It's not going to, you know, it's reversed. The roles are reversed. So, but you can feel that evil spirit within a person. And everything within your soul tells you to flee. Get away from them. You know, and I feel it all the time, especially being here in D.C. It's like, daggone, back to get the corner. Unfortunately, that's how it is. But not everyone is that way. Sometimes they put on a charade, a facade, to appear that way because of the society we live in. Well, you're absolutely right. You know, out of darkness must come light. When you plant a seed, it has to be in the soil, and the soil is dark. So out that darkness comes a beautiful plant. You understand? That's just the wonders of Allah. So I didn't hear everything, so I only have a short snippet to reciprocate and respond with. But other than that, everything is beautiful. Woke up today. Assalamu alaikum to everybody.
Walaikum salam, Brother Tennyson. Thank you for your comments.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, we're so glad that you could join us. As you said, our show is short now, and we really don't have the time that we're looking forward to extending the time. But for right now, they're giving us half an hour, so we want to try to get everyone in within that time. I believe now that we have everyone that's showing up on the board who would like to make a comment. If there's anyone in the audience who's listening and would like to comment today, just push the number one button on your phone. Push the number one on your phone, and you will show up on our keyboard here, and we will be glad to have you join us with your comment or your question. I want to remind everyone that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And now we will have Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. I just want to say in our conclusion that, as the sister, beautiful Sister Siba said in the beginning, everything has to have a foundation. You cannot build anything without a foundation. You know, foundation is what keeps things, rooted, grounded. And you see, we're dealing with the physical, but let's take it up higher. If you're not rooted or foundated in Tawheed, that is God consciousness, then you will be in a world of confusion. You will have, every way you go in life will be a dead end. Because everything in this world leads to an end, but if you connect with the one that created this world, who have no beginning or ending, you won't have an end. You can see beyond time. Time has an end, but time is not real. When I was growing up, they emphasized time so much, especially the age. How old is you? You 16, you 18, you 20? This person lived to get 300. Allah says in the Quran that a thousand years of our time is like one day to him. So what he's saying really is that time really doesn't matter to him. What matters is the life that we live within the time that we have. And I want to say this briefly. This surah in the Quran, it really speaks to how we should live as people if we want to make a better world here and have a better life after this life ends. It's called Asa. It says, by the token of time, mankind is in loss except such as have faith and do good deeds and join together in the mutual teachings of truth, patience, and constancy. So, Sister Siba, would you say a beautiful prayer for us as quickly as you can? Would you mind?
Oh, of course I will. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you again, our radio listening audience, for joining us this Sunday for our radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. It is time for us to end our show today, but we will be back in Chilak, God willing, that is, next Sunday, same time. And just dial 347-884-8511 for next Sunday's broadcast. May Allah be with you. Have a wonderful day. And thanks again for listening to Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator.
Conditioned by calendars and dates.